Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
All right, guys, welcome to our 2019 Shaqcast Year in Review. It's presented by our friends at betonline.ag. Look, you know how much we love the NFL on this show. Wild Card Weekend is coming up. And yeah, we're going to be wrapped up in it because every game is on the line in the postseason. Love Wild Card Weekend, one of the best weekends of the year. If you want to get in on the action, well, it's pretty easy. You go to betonline.ag. You punch in the promo code PODCAST1, spell it out, and you get your 50% sign-up bonus for starting an account. Plus, you got huge bowl games this week. The Outback Bowl, Minnesota and Auburn. The Citrus Bowl, Michigan and Alabama. The Rose Bowl, you got Oregon and Wisconsin. That's huge. And a big Sugar Bowl again, Georgia and Baylor. So get in on the action. PODCAST1 is the promo code you use for that 50% sign-up bonus at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Now we present our hilarious 2019 Year in Review.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
This is Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
And
DJ, drop that track.
All right, it's the final edition for 2019 of the Big Podcast with Shaq, with Shaquille O'Neal, Rob Jenners, John Kincaid, and B-Dog Brandon Harper. And, well, Rob, we've done it another year.
We made it.
We've made all the...
Can I tell you a funny story?
It would be a change.
Yeah.
That's good.
That would be very good. We're done, everybody.
There we go. That's good.
No, there was a guy that, and I'm not going to say him by name, but we work with, we've known here locally, who when the Shaq podcast started, said to me... That'll last 2 months.
It'll do 2 months. He'll get bored with it.
2 months. He'll get bored with it.
He won't want to do it.
It won't be fun. And you guys will, you'll fight it. It'll be terrible. Well, we are entering year five of the Big Podcast.
Calendar year five begins.
5 years, 238 episodes of this show.
And I would also say that the financial success it's been, everything else it's been, I would also say is that the one thing this has been is fun. The person that the podcast, taking you behind the scenes, the person the podcast is least fun for is Rob. But Rob, you always hear every week, he's having a blast. I'm not speaking for you, but Rob, I'm telling the audience behind the scenes, it's an end of the year show. We're taking it. You lift this show up on your shoulders. And
well,
a lot
not
of
to
weeks,
pat myself on the back, but I do a lot of the work.
Well, and a lot of the
grunt work, the leg work of putting together a show. Like, I think people think Shaq rolls in and we do a show and that's it. But there's a lot of work with our advertisers who we love and respect, who keep this show floating and keep it free for everybody that we got to do. There's a lot of what we call in radio prep.
And housekeeping.
Where you have to get stuff together to talk about. We got to put the games together. I got to edit all the borderlines that come in. So it is a lot of work, but
the MVP,
you're right.
I'm always having fun. The MVP is Rob Jenners.
Well,
so just so you know that it is the truth.
But this show doesn't exist without Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, it doesn't.
So.
And remember, though, dealing with supreme radio talents, too, Rob's really good at that. So I thank you for that, Rob.
A.K.A. Divas. Radio Divas.
Freaking Divas.
So
you only know because you were one. You only know because you were.
If you work in radio, you have an inflated sense of self at some point.
Oh, geez, there it is.
This is our year in review show. We wanted to bring you guys some of the best, funniest moments from the year 2019. We're going to start with what I thought was one of my most memorable moments of the year. Early in the year when the Cowboys were struggling.
You mean when they continued to struggle all year? Yeah, we can just pencil that in any year.
Shaq decides, I'm going to prank call Stephen A. Smith. Let me tell you something. If you think that he's going to go easy on you, he called Stephen A. Smith alive on his show.
He did.
To give him grief about talking crap about the Cowboys.
I didn't call him. Tex Johnson called him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's hear this. Let's go to Stephen A. Smith's show.
Tex, are you there?
Yeah, first of all, you got to take that damn cowboy hat off and stop talking about the damn Cowboys. You understand me, son?
Who are you?
Jerry
who is
Jones
this?
Don't need to do nothing.
Who
and
is
the coach
this?
Will not be fired. Cowboys Nation forever. Now, you went on your little laugh rant last night laughing at the Cowboys. You better stop, son. I'm telling you right now.
What's your problem? This is my show. I do what the hell I want on my show. Jason Garrett deserves to go, and that's that.
Listen, I know you got a big old fancy house up there in New York, New Jersey. I got some horses that can come do some business on your lawn.
Who is this?
My name is Tex Johnson, sir.
Hell no! This is you, isn't it, Shaq? This is Shaq. Shaq, that's you, ain't it?
This ain't Shaq.
Yes, it is. Oh, hell no. I can't believe you.
That's Johnson.
I can't believe my Cowboys. I'm telling you right now.
No, oh, really? Since when did you become a Cowboy fan? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not some dude, Tex Johnson. This is Shaq.
This ain't Shaq. I love you.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
I love that.
That was awesome. Oh, now, it was well executed, but you... Every time you do the white voice, you get more and more conspicuous with it. You really do. And take it from one of the whitest guys you know. I was trying to
add some of that down south Texas.
You didn't do bad with
that. Song,
nah, you really didn't do bad with that.
But, that was terrible, you know.
But yeah, because with your voice is, you can't disguise your voice. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. You just can't do it.
It's like Whitey Whitestein, like, you know. It's
wait
like,
a minute. Southern Shaq is on the line.
Exactly.
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
Here's Shaq. That was awesome, though. And Stephen A has a lot of fun with it.
Oh, I love Brick.
Yeah, well, Stephen A.
There you go, Jack.
He gets so wound up.
I know this is a detective.
There's nothing funnier to me than really wound up Stephen A. Smith. When he's really angry, he just starts yelling.
Oh, my gosh.
Cracks me up every time.
It is funny. And he's got a, and we thank him for being a good friend of the show.
Yes, always.
For many, many
Stephen
years.
A, we love you, buddy. But speaking of crank calls.
Yes.
When the Super Bowl rolled through town this year.
Yes.
Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, we had Shaq's Funhouse here.
Spectacular.
At our place of work.
Correct.
Here at the Battery in Atlanta. It was a blowout and it was insane. But comedian Craig Gass came through, one of our favorite people in the world,
yes.
Who was here for the Super Bowl and for our 200th episode.
And I think he's gotten paid for this gig already.
Finally, he's gotten paid
for this gig.
But Craig, Shaq, when Craig's here, says, "You're going to prank call my entire staff, including his manager, his schedule lady, Charles Barkley. Everyone gets a prank call."
Who is this?
From Craig Gass. By the way, comedian Craig Gass is here.
Craig Gass is in the studio.
Hey, everybody.
We launched right into prank calls like 3 seconds into the show.
Shaq fell for it the first time. He wasn't going to fall for it.
No, of course.
Perry will fall for it. But if Al could somehow make Perry uncomfortable,
yeah,
that would make my day.
What's the best way to make him uncomfortable? What kind of demand can I make?
I'm going to have paid. You're going to have paid accompaniment with you.
No, do this. You say this, Chuck. Say, hey, how you doing? This is Al Pacino. I got the number from Andre Agassi. By the way, he says he still loves you because, you know, he used to represent Andre.
Okay.
That's perfect.
And he had a bad falling out. All right, ready?
Oh, that's awesome. Ooh, okay, I've got his number.
Awesome.
Okay, all right, good. So let me.
Rob.
All right, let's see if he answers.
All right, so this would be.
Call in the office number.
Oh, man, call us out.
Yeah, if he doesn't pick up, we get a voicemail, we'll go to the cell.
He's not in the office. He works for me. He's never in the office.
Rob used to do morning radio. Okay. These bits must have been great.
Oh, yeah. See, Craig can attest to that. I got fired pretty quick. It's all good.
That's awesome.
Now I'm in charge of this show, so it goes to show you where it went.
It went rolled right into the midday show by the time Rob finally got the person on for the crank call.
We did the bit for afternoon drive.
Exactly.
PM drive got the bit. All right.
No.
So why don't
One more. Call it.
Call it.
You want call Colin.
Call, right. call
yeah,
the
call
cell.
Colin, yes.
So, all right, Colin is.
702.
I got
the
number.
No, don't give the number on the air.
I'm going to be calling Shaq's agent. So, Colin also works for Shaquille. It's one of the.
Okay.
Now,
how can I make Colin uncomfortable before we call him?
Oh, okay.
What do I say to Colin to make him uncomfortable?
Wait a minute. You're Pacino, so you played Joe Paterno, and he's a Penn State grad.
Is he? Okay.
Yes, he's a Penn State grad. Do you know what those guys knew?
Yeah, okay.
What they knew.
Okay. All right. Oh, this will be great. All right, this is Colin.
So, Colin is his name, and you're calling from Al Pacino's office.
And Colin is Shaq's assistant.
One of the agents that works for Shaquille.
Oh, one of the agents. Okay, uh-huh. Gotcha. If we get his voicemail, I want to leave a message.
Okay.
Has been forwarded.
Leave a message.
Okay,
this is right.
All right, so turn that down.
Yeah,
turn
we'll
that
down. This down.
Okay.
Yes.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Colin. This is Al Pacino calling you to try to get passes to the big-ass party that Shaquille O'Neal is throwing. And I also have a couple questions for you. Because I understand you went to Penn State. And I want to know, did you know they were touching peckers? Call me back.
Did you know they were touching peckers.
Oh, my God.
That'll be the best voicemail he gets all day, by the way.
That's so awesome.
I got one.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. Last one.
Another one?
Last one. What's Cynthia.
Oh, God.
Well,
guess what? I can guarantee you she ain't answering her phone.
All right. No.
He could send her an email, too, and he won't get a response.
Now tell me, who is Cynthia? And what is
Cynthia is Shaquille's assistant, runs his schedule.
Okay.
Runs his schedule.
How can I make... Now, will she
cruise
know?
Director on the Titanic.
Okay.
She will know.
Will she know?
And I want you to be,
she knows who Al Pacino
is. I want you to be Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, okay.
I want you to be Tracy Morgan and Al Pacino.
And Al Pacino, you got it.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are you trying to get tickets to the Funhouse?
Same thing, to the Funhouse, yes.
All right, so let's see how this one goes here.
If it was podcast business, she wouldn't answer.
Yes.
And what's her name again?
Cynthia.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is going to be a fun one.
I think I need Cynthia. To
Cynthia! Oh, Cynthia. Hi.
Hello.
Is this Cynthia?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Cynthia. This is Al Pacino. I got a question for you. I'm trying to get a hold of tickets or passes for, is Shaquille throwing a party on Friday night?
Yes, he is.
I'm here with Tracy Morgan. We want to come to the party.
Okay.
And we want to get a couple passes. Can I put you on the phone with Tracy?
Okay, sure.
Hey, Cynthia, you sound like you got a sweet, thick ass. How you doing, baby? Cynthia.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening?
Who's this?
This is Tracy Morgan.
How are you?
I'm doing good, baby. I want to come to the party this weekend. How do I get tickets?
I can put you in touch with the promoter who's doing tickets.
Okay, can I bring a Sharpie? I like to draw ding-dongs on people.
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's one of my pastimes. I don't know if you ever like to do that. I like to open up the newspaper. I like to go to the comic section. I take out my Sharpie and I draw ding-dongs on people.
Oh, cute.
You ever read Family Circus?
No, I don't.
You know, Jeffy, he's got a little ghost that follows him around called Not Me. Well, Not Me's got a ding-dong on him now. That's not me, and that's not my ding-dong. I could put 10 or 12 ding-dongs on people before this party even starts. Ding-dong on the roller coaster. Ding-dong, baby.
Cool.
What's that?
Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to come out there, and I'm going to spend most of my time in the parking lot filming pornos. So I just need a shoehorn and a camera crew. Hello?
She's gone. Holy. Oh, man.
Oh, that was great.
The only person she hangs up faster on is Rob.
Oh, man.
I mean seriously. Oh, okay.
Shaq,
okay.
You got to apologize to her.
I almost
passed.
I almost passed.
No. She said nope.
Jeffy's got a
gun. He says nope.
You sound like you have a thick lip. What was that?
You sound like you got
opening. You sound like you got a sweet, thick ass.
I almost passed out.
I just tried to think of, like, what would Tracy say?
Oh, that was amazing.
I know, Rob, one of the biggest debates we had this year, and honestly, was that whole Colin Kaepernick Nike ad.
Oh, it was all of that stuff. And Kaepernick, the out of the settlement.
Well, and to me, the out-of-court settlement.
Yeah.
Where I said, okay, mission accomplished for Colin Kaepernick. That's what he wanted.
He got paid.
And guess what? As a capitalist, I thoroughly enjoy watching people get paid.
This was a very heated debate. Across many, many shows this year.
Yes.
So now, while I don't want to relive the whole debate, because there's a lot of it.
And if you want to go back, you can go back and listen to past episodes here at Podcast
absolutely.
One. You can go back and listen if you want to go knee deep in it. You can read it in the summaries.
Yes, but
we got
one of the funnier moments from B-Dog this year when we got frustrated, B-Dog, slow-talking, angry at John, frustrated B-Dog, and Shaq loved
it. He was frustrated.
A lot of people didn't agree with Dr. King marching peacefully. People are not going to agree with everything you do. Guess what? It doesn't matter, because if you're trying to get something over to people, you have to do things that make people uncomfortable.
And you know what they did? Dr. King gave his life.
No, he didn't give his life. They took it.
And you know what Muhammad Ali did? Muhammad Ali got his name besmirched and destroyed. And so did all the civil rights leaders, John Lewis and others, dealt with. And you know what? Colin Kaepernick said, oh,
John,
a check? I'm good.
guess
I'm
what?
Good. Where
Dr.
do I get
King
that thing
didn't
endorsed?
Give his life. They took it.
I'm saying let
he
it be.
He was murdered.
I understand. he sacrificed B-Dog.
Because
there was no struggle. The struggle for Colin Kaepernick.
I love frustrated B-Dog, by the way. My favorite was the meme. Brandon's still shaking his head.
I'm good. I'm good.
Brandon don't like when the white man talk about them black issues, boy. What do you know, brother?
Ooh. I'm all good. Yeah.
Excuse me, brother.
When B-Dog gets pissed and he starts to talk slow, he was murdered.
M-U-R-D-E-R-E-D. Not murder. Murdered.
Hey. Yeah.
I want you to understand what I am saying, John Kincaid.
That was absolutely awesome. And I may or may not have really just dialed that up for B-Dog.
I know you did. Got him.
That's all right.
It went
By the way,
well.
They can do snap deposit on that check. I was, you know, I just thought about
today's segment of Let's Make B-Dog Mad.
He was murdered.
The brothers are not really brothers, B-Dog. We don't know what to call them.
Oh my, this is good.
My favorite this week was the meme, the one of Kaepernick that said, sacrifice everything until you settle out of court.
Until you settle out of court.
All right, Rob, what week isn't B-Dog frustrated with me? I mean, let's be
it's
honest.
It's grown exponentially. It started small.
What week is it? It's like, look, it's honestly, we've recreated the Shaq-Kobe relationship.
Is that what you
know?
Done
I know
B-Dog?
B-Dog is a talented guy in this industry who's on his way up. I just want to coach him up, and I want to challenge him.
And he wants to fight you.
I want to challenge him.
So this is very much the Shaq and Kobe relationship.
It is very much. Yeah. But much like that, B-Dog would go home, stand in front of the mirror, and shake after he challenged, going, man, did I really challenge John
Kincaid?
He's awesome. We love B-Dog, and it's a lot of fun.
I just love when he gets frustrated.
And slow-talking B-Dog, though, is a thing.
Oh, it's hysterical.
It is a thing.
When he gets mad, he slows down. I want to be very clear.
When he's animated,
When
he's animated, he is much more like Stephen A. Smith. This milder child.
Yeah,
you know, he's like that.
He gets
wild.
When he's really mad, he slows down significantly.
Let me be perfectly clear.
John was murdered.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Beautiful.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Pro wrestling fans, listen up. WWE Hall of Famer and one of the greatest to ever step between the ropes, Jerry the King Lawler.
And I don't think we'd have it any other way.
Join the King and his co-host, Sean Reedy, as they get together to reflect on Jerry's legendary career from Memphis to the WWE to just about everywhere else.
Let me ask you one question. Who's the greatest wrestler in the world?
Download new episodes of The Jerry Lawler Show every Friday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And if you love the show, tell your friends and leave a rating and review.
You know, it wouldn't be a Shaq cashier if we didn't have a bunch of our classic stop and stumble moments from the man
Dallas
who still
Cowboys?
Blocks you on Twitter.
Oh, Uncle Shannon.
Uncle Shannon.
Uncle Shannon, you would think that at the end of 2019, Uncle Shannon would say, you know what, I'm going to stop blocking John Kincaid, but don't worry about it because I'm not following
it. It will continue.
I've given up. I've never, I don't understand the pettiness, but we love you, Uncle Shannon.
We have fun at his expense. All right, well, this is a classic stop and stumble. This is from Nito at our Gmail.
Nito.
This is Uncle Shannon talking about the Anthony Davis debate. And I don't know what happens. He's trying to recall a woman's name, but it's like his brain gets stuck in like a loop of some sort here. So here you go.
No, well, he's not a part of my future anymore.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm injured right now.
Elmer
Fudd, what? Play that back. Add that to your little loot box thing, and every time I stumble, hit me with that.
Yubba.
One more time on that one.
He's not a part of my future anymore.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm injured right now.
Sounded like the beginning of the wobble for a second, didn't it? And it was like,
DJ Rob Jenners, I see you.
He's having a good time.
Get in now.
Got V-Dog moving.
Boy.
I love
That's
that.
Good.
So one more time on that one. Wait, ready?
What's the lady name?
Thank you, Brett, at our Gmail. Nothing makes us happier than the Uncle Shannon stop and stumble. So they were talking about on Undisputed Tiger Woods the day after they won the Masters, and we got this.
He's got so far to go if he takes care of himself and can manage his back. Mm. And it seems like it's working.
Okay.
So you don't want to bet against him?
Nope.
I'm gonna be cheering for him. I'd have bet
money that he wouldn't have won another major.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All right. Wait. Stop for a second.
Yeah, and I'm the one who picks on him.
This sounds like when like you used to get an old VHS cassette stuck in the yes. player and it just kind of skips all over the place.
I'd have bet.
He's a new black Elmer Fudd.
I didn't believe it's out of bed.
What you gotta do, Shaq, is you gotta
DJ Rob, do me a favor.
Yeah, but
put that on the John's favorite beat.
I think you gotta put that on the head. You gotta put that.
Now, you don't want to have that too loud because you might wake somebody up in the next room.
All right, the crafty. I think honestly,
there's a transition.
It was one of the stories, and right around the Super Bowl again,
Robert Kraft,
the massage parlor stuff at the Touch of Asia Spa.
That was a big story for 2019.
It was huge.
It was all over our show,
and it was very funny. I think we handled it very childishly.
Of course we
did. Which people expect.
Yes. And that's what we're going to replay here.
And that is fun about it. And the idea, though, of a millionaire, a multimillionaire, a billionaire going to a strip massage parlor in a strip mall.
It's mind-boggling.
Massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. I would think you'd have him over to the house.
Well, but in true Shaqcast fashion, we handle it like children.
Yes.
An Ohio nail salon owner is fighting backlash over her shop's controversial name. The owner, Dawn Moon, says if you go to get your nose done, you get a nose job, right? Well, if you come in to get your hands done, yes. Moon named her shop Hand Jobs Salon.
Oh, my gosh. Robert Kraft will be there every week.
He should move right in.
And that's actually a brilliant marketing.
Isn't that pretty damn smart? That's what I thought.
I don't think
She's
so.
Getting pushback from the community.
It would actually be better if it was called Hand Job Massage.
Oh, man, I'm telling
hand
you.
Hand job massage.
Yeah, because you massage with your hands, right?
No.
Oh, man.
No. That's a okay, hand that's job really, salon. I get the joke.
I can't believe they actually
you guys,
got one.
I think it's brilliant marketing.
You guys don't understand. Thank you. Hand job massage.
It is dope marketing, though.
Hand job massage. Psh, and listen.
Not hand job massage.
Listen.
Because that takes on a salon.
And then listen. The commercial be like this here at Hand Job Massage.
Hold on.
But listen.
Hi, I'm Robin.
John, watch. Hi,
My name is Tom Jenkins, president of Hand Job Massage. At Hand Job Massage, we'll give you a 50% bonus. Because remember, at Hand Job Massage, look at my face. We always go to the end. And that's how you shoot the commercial. I'm not saying what I will or won't do, but we always go to the end. And then look, John, right here. Remember, we always go to the end.
All of our employees here at Hand Job Salon, all are documented.
Hey, you might get a call, bro. Yeah. You
hand might job
get a
call.
On your way out, get a Patriots t-shirt. Yes. I'm sale in the lobby.
Different one.
If you need to feel good, call Hand Job Massage. Hand Job Massage. 877-MASSAGE. 877-MASSAGE. 877-MASSAGE.
If you need... I need a hand job.
Hand job massage. 877 ass massage.
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Hey, I ain't never going to hear that. I'm never going to hear that commercial the same anymore.
You're not. Not at all.
Oh, we're seven.
Hand job massage.
7 years old.
Hand job, more clutch. Hand job, massage. Here I go. If you want to be released, just like Mr. Krabs, come to Hand Job Massage and get that home run. You can ask John Kincaid and B-Dog and Rob Jenners. They all getting free.
I know none of this place.
Coming soon. Woo. HGM Sportswear.
Oh, jeez.
HJM.
Oh, man.
Underdog, put that on a shirt.
All right, one of the biggest social media memes of the year. And honestly, it really was. Shaq was on Hot Ones this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is
the Shaq I've seen, by the way, the Shaq meme of him like tasting the wing and then looking up with his eyes wide has been one of the biggest memes of the year.
Absolutely.
It has been everywhere.
And the meme reviews and all those things, they love the Shaq meme.
The Shaq memes from Hot Ones this year were brilliant. And he had a couple of really hilarious moments on that show that we brought to this show. So Shaq was on First We Feast, which is a very popular internet show.
Okay.
And they do a bit called Hot Ones, where basically they ask hot questions while you sit there and you eat hot wings.
Okay.
Well, I think Shaq kind of crapped on Kansas a little bit before he got to their wing sauce.
I never liked Kansas.
Just listen to this real quick. Here's Shaq trying to crap on Kansas.
Where you be getting all this stuff from?
That's from Kansas.
Kansas don't know how to do no hot wings. Kansas. Oh. I apologize, Kansas.
It's time to reach for that jug.
You lied to me. This one got me.
God.
He's in like a full cough. She's chugging milk.
No, because you know what? Because I keep seeing that dumb hot shit meme and it's making me look soft. So I was like, you know, let me redeem myself. So the guy asked, I think, 8 questions and I got up to 5 and 6, but 6, 7, and 8.
Oh my gosh.
Hot.
So how long did it take your throat to get back?
Well,
pause.
Yeah.
Took about 20 minutes. Yeah. I had to swallow some milk.
Yeah, I'm sure that was milk. I'm positive that's what they were giving you.
Because I haven't heard you swallow like that since that series against the Pistons.
Oh!
I gotta be honest.
Wait a minute now.
But you know what? I redeemed myself and came all over when I played the Philadelphia 76ers.
I hate what you did.
Yeah,
you did.
Awful.
Oh, that's a sticky situation.
I'm glad
there.
We waited for this tonight.
That's a little sticky situation.
All right, well, there's more to the Hot Ones thing that I had to get to, because there were a couple humongous borderlines in this episode with Shaq that we got from literally, I want to say, like 150 to 200 people. The first one was him talking about being Dr. O'Neill, getting his doctorate. Here's why you got your doctorate.
I have 6 children, and I want them to respect more than just having their daddy as Shaq. Like, when I come into the parent-teacher meetings and they call me Dr. O'Neill, it gets me hard. Not just hard, just hard. Just, you know, hard. So I just, it's out of respect.
He says not this hard, but he points at his bicep. This hard. Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, that was so hard. You caught me. You got me. At least it's not playoffs.
No.
Not every year.
Well, next year.
Yeah, no, it's not playoffs.
Next
year.
Maybe the
that's
next one.
Playoffs, yeah.
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm sorry I got hard when you said that.
Maybe
sorry,
the next
Dr.
one
O'Neill.
Will get him there. Hold on, there's another one.
Another one?
There's another one from the same episode.
Same show.
You were talking about Gronkowski, who we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
We'll talk about in a minute. You got way borderline talking about Gronk on your shoulders at last year's Funhouse.
Looks like you're hoisting Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk is the strongest white dude I've ever felt. Not felt. Let me tell you that. Gronk is the strongest white guy I've ever picked up.
That he's ever picked up.
Felt.
How many white guys have you felt and picked up?
That's playoffs right there.
I don't know. Yeah. Both of them
no,
might be playoffs.
All three of them are. I tried to eat those hot chips back in the day.
Oh, I remember that.
And it bothered me for a day and a half.
I'm sure it did.
It really did.
I can't imagine what hot wings like
it was
that
the mouth. I would imagine the hot people. Wings would be worse. Now, I just had some hot wings here in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and I got to tell you, they were like the stay away from them wings. Yeah. And I had two on the air.
Oh.
B-Dog was engineering our show.
Yeah.
He took one little bite, and he wouldn't go further.
B-Dog's not into the spicy stuff,
oh, no.
Huh?
It was really hot.
Oh, was it really?
Oh, it was uncomfortable. Oh. Like, to me, I understand spice. I love spice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand spice that makes it like
to the point where you can't enjoy anything.
Like, I don't
or
understand.
Feel or taste
right.
anything.
I don't get the choice.
What we did enjoy, though, this year was our 200th episode.
Live.
Of the ShaqCast. We did it live where Shaq did Shaq's Funhouse. We had Killer Mike
was
great guest.
Awesome.
Killer Mike was amazing. If you want to go back, and our 200th episode, by the way, in its entirety, up on YouTube. So if you want to go to YouTube, the ShaqCast YouTube page, you can watch the full 2-hour live show from our 200th episode. And spectacular. But we did get this. I think my favorite Shaq story ever at our 200th
your
show.
Your favorite one ever
was the
of
Sharon
the
Stone story.
Oh yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah, he thought he was going over for a little dinner.
Yeah, well, you'll hear it.
Has there ever been a celebrity who is a celebrity Sorry. In their own right that is not a friend of yours that has invited themselves over to hang out with you because they're a celebrity? Like, you ever had somebody go, oh, man.
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone?
Yes.
Really? Invited herself over like, all right, let's...
No, my guy calls me and says, Sharon Stone wants to come by for dinner. So I was like...
Really?
Like, sure.
He puts on basic
yeah,
instinct.
I was like, yeah, no, I was like, so I, you know, I chef, dinner, candles, because
really?
I thought I was going to get lucky. So she comes over and asks me for a $20 million donation.
Really?
What?
No.
Yeah.
Basic instinct wasn't that good.
So, $20 million donation?
Yeah. John.
Wow.
I went to Neiman Marcus and got some special cologne, had my shirt open, did some push-ups so my arms would be tight.
Put some good underwear on?
Good underwear.
Okay, he was wearing the good underwear, too.
No underwear, free ball that night. But yeah, she's like, oh, I just want to talk to you. I need a donation for $20 million. I was like,
oh, my God. How do you?
Oh my.
Wait a minute, though. Because if someone comes in and asks, Craig, if they come in and ask Shaq for $20 million, my theory is, they're saying 20, knowing he'll say no, but he'll feel guilty and still give her like $1 million.
Yeah.
No.
Really? How much did she walk out with?
Yeah! Promo!
She walked out with a lot.
All right, man. Oh, man.
I it's just one of my favorite stories because it's perfect Shaq.
It is perfect Shaq.
It's
because
perfect Shaq.
I think Shaq is, it's weird because in many ways, he's very worldly. But in many ways, Shaq has the innocence of a child.
Oh, of course.
And it's
he's
strange.
And it's just it's perfect with the Sharon Stone story. He's like, he thinks an invite over means, hey
come on over
I'm
to
get
dinner.
Some.
Yeah,
it's about business.
No,
but it's
about
perfect
business.
Shaq because he's like, well, I'm still a younger guy, thinking to myself, hey, she wants me to come over. It's for
Sharon
a reason.
Sharon Stone invites you over for dinner.
Yeah.
I would think, hey. Yes.
So we also had a lot of Reading Rainbow moments.
We are helping
literacy. This was like
literacy.
The year of Reading Rainbow.
We're helping literacy in America.
So we wanted to bring back some of our favorite Reading Rainbow moments from this year.
And it's amazing how many times you stumble, and now we just break into it.
Oh, it's great.
We don't even, there's no hesitation. Everybody
Last
just starts
week,
singing.
You started singing it before I hit the button.
Yeah, exactly, because I just can't. Yeah. I can't. We can't now. In fact, we sing it in our home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do too.
My daughter sings it to me, so there it is.
That way you don't have to dig every bar. Hit me with the music.
Oh, yeah, Dan, I didn't have it ready.
Yeah, okay.
You got to.
Butterfly in the sky.
I can fly to the
Take a look.
It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
All right. Once we hit the high part, everyone goes nuts.
All right.
Hey, hold on. Rob, we need to do like a whole list of every time we do the Reading Rainbow things and then, you know, put it out. Use the promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. That's right. You heard me. A 50% bonus. Whoa. My eyes water.
Butterfly in the sky.
That was quick, Rob.
That was really quick.
You're real quick.
I got it on the ready. What are you talking about?
There we go.
I can go very high.
Take a look. I can't go anywhere.
Stupid.
Right, want to try it again?
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yahoo Daily Fantasy is for you.
Yahoo Daily Fantasy is... Go ahead and play the song.
Butterfly in the sky.
I can go high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. Everybody. I can't go anywhere.
Friends to know.
From now on this show, when everybody messes up, you're going to get the Reading Rainbow song. All right. Get $25 in free play when you make your first deposit using promo code POT.
Deposit? What's a deposit?
You wonder how long
it's
I can read a high.
All right, got it.
To start playing today. What you looking at? That reminded me of when you was in school and like the teacher called upon a guy that couldn't read. Everybody look at him and say, Jonathan, would you like to read? And everybody turned away from the mess. I used to be like, nope, I'll just take the zero. I'm not reading the class.
It's going to be shocking, but Jimmy, I'm not going to give Jimmy's last name, but Jimmy in grade school, they had to move Jimmy out of my class because Jimmy had a speech impediment, a stutter.
Oh, did you make fun of him?
No. Jimmy was one of my best buddies. So Jimmy stopped talking and would have me. I could understand Jimmy when he would start to get into a stuttering thing.
Okay.
I would understand what he meant, and I would finish for him. So they had to remove us and put us in separate rooms because
like this job. Or play for larger prizes.
Hey, it's time for.
I can laugh that joke because I used to be a stutter.
You were a stutter.
Yes, I was a stutter.
And they had to move him to a different classroom because that way. Well, John's finishing.
You were finished for.
John understands him. I was like the interpreter. It's like, hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Darryl. Smell the brother Darryl.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I got a new game. Finish my sentences. I do the.
Yeah!
With Rob Jenner and
Yeah!
All right. Let's get borderline.
I can't wait to watch
you
this.
Made that story up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
They moved him out of class because y'all was cheating?
No. They moved him out of class because when they were trying to get Jimmy to talk for himself. Whenever he would start to stutter, I would finish his sentence.
Because I knew what he meant.
I was like the interpreter.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Is that what you meant, Jimmy?
Do you remember, Rob, the Don Nelson story?
Is this when he was saying that they were going to trade Ewing and Shaq back in the day, and that's why he got fired?
And then Shaq said that he wanted to do that, and that Don Nelson wanted to make that move, and that he said that Shaq says, well, I would have gone to New York, and I would have.
This is a classic Shaq rant from this.
Because this is really where Shaq keeps it real on the show, not to use a cliched term. But this is when, if he believes in his spot in history or his spot in, you know, NBA lore.
Sure.
Where he belongs in the pecking order. He always tells us. I think last week's show, he talks about Michael Jordan.
Because
Michael Jordan is a deity to him. But the people that Shaq believes he's in front of.
Oh,
he's saying,
they'll burn you down.
He's saying, get behind me, sucker.
See Scottie Pippen from our first year of the show.
Get behind me,
sucker.
Well,
this year it was Patrick Ewing.
It was awesome.
Don Nelson was on Real Sports, HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and said he lost his job in New York for this.
Did you really suggest trading Patrick Ewing?
Yes. That cost me my job. I said, you need to trade Patrick Ewing, and you need to trade him right away. There's a guy by the name of Shaquille O'Neal that's available, would love to come to New York, and we can jump in there and beat the Lakers out and get this guy, and we should do it. And, of course, it got back to Ewing, and I was done. I was toast.
Wow. Wow.
It got back Ewing, and he was toast.
Shaq, had you heard that story?
Never heard it. Heard it till yesterday.
Yeah, I've never heard that either.
I've never heard even rumblings of that. And honestly,
well, let's,
okay, go on.
Let's go into the land of what if. Give me some energetic music, and you're going to have to beep this one out.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
All right, well, let me see what
energetic music.
Energetic music?
Yes.
I don't know what I have on. You want something uplifting and, like, inspirational, or what do you
play the theme to General Hospital.
Oh, God.
Because I can give you...
There we go. Hip hop.
You want hip hop?
Actually, no. Rocky is good. You know,
that is like white person anthem. I mean, seriously.
Let me see. I have the Imperial March remix.
I just want to let the people know that if Don Nelson would have came to the table at the Knicks, it would have changed the whole course of history, B-Dog. Because now you say, would I have three? Would I have four? Would Kobe have five? Think about that question.
Oh, my
B-Dog.
Gosh. Think of the team.
Right? Yeah, think of the question. Now, let's just say I decided to go to New York. I would have had that motherfucker rocking. How about that? I'm from Jersey. We at the crib. I'm playing at the Mecca. Oh. I don't care about no bullshit articles. I would have had that motherfucker rocking. All this 20-year curse. There wouldn't have been no motherfucking 20-year curse. I would have turned that motherfucker out. And guess what? I would have wore motherfucking 33. I would have wore fucking Patrick Ewing's number turned that motherfucker out.
No, really?
Okay, that would be the most.
This is the land of
that would be the most disrespectful thing you could ever do.
That would have been the most believed.
If Don Nelson would have called me and said, come play at the Knicks, I would have thought about it. Yes, I would have.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have, but I never heard that story before. Excuse my French people.
That's all good. According to Don Nelson, you wanted to come to New York.
Listen, play in New York, because you guys know me. I'm a businessman. I would have had every damn stockbroker's number in the history.
Hell yeah.
Well, also, too, you think of it, though, Shaq. You would have probably had every ad on our television. Oh, wait a minute. You have that already.
You know what it would have been called? It would have been called Tall Street. Today on Tall Street News.
Today on Tall Street.
Oh, that's awesome.
Make sure you beep that out, Rob.
I'm so glad.
The bleeps are going to make that epic.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's going to be great.
Guess what? I promise you, by the time that hits tomorrow, somebody will have picked that up nationally.
Oh, I'm sure.
And run with that one.
Yeah. I would have worn Patrick Ewing's number.
That was excellent.
Of course,
that's excellent. Sure, you would.
If they would have traded me for Pat, of course. I would have went there and showed out. Because you know what? I'd have been all those doubters. Oh, he can't do. And I just would have stepped up even more.
Oh, geez. That got a little feisty.
A little bit.
But you know what, though? Again, I think it's why. And honestly, NBA content. 15% of this show, maybe 20, maybe 20.
Say maybe we get 20, 25. Where people get in there,
but Shaq rarely gets as visceral
as he gets when you get into these discussions of pecking order and things.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
That. It's fun to listen
and
to.
And that's what led to this next stuff about all the diss tracks this year. So this,
which,
late in the year, 2019 became the year of Shaq dropping diss tracks on
by
people.
By the way, you know that there's that still that one guy on social media who listens to the podcast who thinks he's tried to get Dame like three or four times tagging me, trying to say, you need to diss this guy. You need to diss this
get
guy because he's dissing you.
He doesn't care
and I'm
about
like, Dame Lillard doesn't know who I am.
About, no what offense to you. He doesn't give a crap about
no,
John
I'm
Kincaid.
I'm saying it.
Right.
He doesn't care who I am.
Shaq's different.
Right. Shaq is
Shaq's
the guy.
Different.
He's trying to get somebody who is more famous than him.
Right.
Dame doesn't need to pick
yeah.
on me.
Exactly
That's the
right.
opposite yeah. way. Now, if I wanted to make the diss track,
that would be different.
That's a different thing.
Well, here's a recap of the Dame Shaq rap battle that encompassed probably the last couple months of the show.
Oh, my God.
Let's play Shaq's first. So this started on the podcast last week when we brought in the clip from Joe Budden's podcast where Dame said he was a better rapper and he thought Shaq, no one looked at him like a rapper. It was just Shaq rap.
Exactly.
So here was...
Which, by the way, I understand his point a bit.
But I also understand how it got misconstrued
Correct,
by everybody.
But I understand how it got misconstrued. But I would also say, keep his name out of your mouth. Because, Dame, nobody knows who... Mainstream, Olivia and a bunch of her friends. Bunch of ninth graders. I asked them who Shaq is.
Yeah.
And I asked them who Dame Lillard was. None of them knew who Dame was. So just keep his name out of your mouth when you're not even... You're non-factor. Your NBA fans know who you are. Nobody the hell else knows who you are.
I'll share some thoughts after you play these two clips.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, here's Shaq's out of the... It's a little bit long, but I want to play it because it's great.
You think you got better music than Shaq?
I think I rap better than Shaq. People wasn't looking at it like it's a real rapper. It was like that Shaq rapping.
That's Dame rapping. The daddy has to come out of retirement and spank one of these undisciplined children. Now it's time to be disciplined. It's time to pull out that belt and whoop a little ass. Here we go. Yo, yeah, what's wrong with these little cats? I can tell they little, listen to their little raps. Always bragging about their little max contract. Dame dollar, little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a little Hall of Fame on it. Dame shoot jumpers, Shaq still bang on it. Are you kidding me? Lyrically, not physically, mentally, vividly. Seen it before, you might give it to me. I'm on a yacht in Little Italy, riddle me. When you was young, did you see my MVP like a trilogy? MVP candidates, you are not one. Platinum plaques on my wall. I'll go and get you some. Lyrically, I'm 3-time finals MVP. I can't believe some guard off as a team. How you say that you better than these when you ain't got more chillin' than these? What you talking about? Legendary, I'm a hip-hop scholar. I'm trying to get a billion, give a fuck about a dollar. Little boys better stay in their place. Next time they ask you about Shaq, man, fix your face. This is war. I'm ready for it to go there. Anybody that know me know I love when they go there. You better let Shaq stop talking, you a liar. The baddest baller out of Oakland's J.R. Ryder. B-Shaw, Gary Payton, Jason Kidd. Ask him when you see him what the Diesel done did. Fanboys should never disrespect the idols. Shaq name is historical like Jesus in the Bible. Students always talk about they better than a professor. I'm an expensive Lamborghini, you a Barry Charles Tesla. Take your time to respond, there is no hurry. You'll never be Westbrook, never be Steph Curry. Next time you see me, Dame, address me as the Emperor. Pull your little tongue out, check your little temperature. I like your little game, yes, I really adore you. Stop smoking Portland weed, that shit ain't really good for you. When you was a little dirty booty boy up in diapers. My garage was filled with cautious bikes and vipers. I was courtside watching Hulk and Roddy Piper. I was playing with D-Scott, he was the real sniper. I was in the studio with Nas, Big and Jigga. I was even up in Oakland bumping Too Short. I was on Jive with Japan and E-40 from the same place as Red Man, Lauren Hill and Naughty. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I see you loved yourself so much you should sex yourself. You told these people that you better than Shaq. Next time I see you, show me four rings, show me a platinum black. Do me a favor, type Shaq in YouTube. I ain't playing 10 years, I got the same salary as you do. What's in your wallet? American Express and Visa. Talking like you blind, you ain't even Trevor Ariza. If you don't know who I am, check your little sucker. Google me, they say I was a lazy motherfucker. Got enough cash, I could buy your whole team. Ocean, I forgot I own a Sacramento Kings. If you a fucking rapper, Dame, then what the fuck am I? I'm accomplishments, you can't reach, I'm too high. Call me when you get a back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Why would I want to be a rapper? Rappers want to be Shaq.
Now, he yells a lot at the end and tells him that he was the first one to have his shoe contract.
Okay,
that
was awesome.
So he kind of goes on from there. But I really thought that was good.
Okay,
I thought
that was awesome.
A very, very
I loved the beat.
Strong
I
effort.
Loved the whole beat. Yeah. I loved it all.
That was a very, very strong effort. Well,
that was awesome.
A day or two later, as we discussed earlier in the show, I think it was a day. It was the next day.
Pretty much. Next morning.
Dame drops, all right, I'm going to practice, and drops this on SoundCloud. This was Dame's response.
This is an original beat, too.
Dollar. He say he the GOAT, I come for his body. Plan him cause he bought the copies. Should've just passed me the torch, I got no remorse, I beat him like Rocky. I fill the tank up with diesel, you jealous of me and I see you. Cause on this day, originals just can't fuck with this sequel. New school, got new hits, Space Jam, not blue chips. Hangman, your shoe Dame 6, I'm too lit. Big name, got big brand, but you corny. Get bags, get purchased. Every time you get horny, then they repo. Love you when you was in beast mode. Don't you thought you was a cheat code. Know that you shoot for the cheap hoes. Shoot any work like your freak throws. Know you see my pockets deep, so you flexing ain't really your thing, bro. We both could be working at Kinko's. And Kobe, when you them rings don't owe. Nursery rhymes spitting. Small cars sitting, oh. Icy hot poster boy. TNT snitching you. Big man hating. Mad at my existence. Had a song with Bad Boy. No Jordan to the Pistons. Still getting to the chicken. This ain't nothing new to me. I always been a chosen one. Nothing you could do with me. This what rich look like before the dough and jewelry. I'm from where Tom Hanks from, but no tomfoolery. Do it for the fam. Ain't no magic, no Kazam. Ain't no flexing for the gram. I'm for real. I promise you don't really want to meddle with me still. All your personalities, real characters could get revealed. We could have did a track together. Just pass the torch. It was lit without you, brother. I was busting off the porch. Call 911, ha, dusting off the porch. Look inside that statue at Staples and find a corpse. Confused at why you barked up the tree, cause I'ma do ya. Versace on my body, you finally gon' meet Medusa. Don't know if I address you as Shaq or Shaq Fu. Your old head can't see me, he blinded, Slick Rick the ruler. Pride all in the way and you know it, you big cocky. Heard my rhymes and quickly turned into a disc jockey. But no women play with the monster, you big poppy. Was mad at Steph, unanimous trophy, you sick probably. It'd be wise to move on, Aristotle, cause this a gimme. All the money in the world, but traded you for penny. Recorded with the legends of your time, I get with plenty. Never run from smoke, I'm the type to climb up the chimney. Was really feeling threatened, at least enough to diss me. Should've knew this was a shootout, I could never let you zip me. Said that Max was little, that 250 million crispy. Can't recall you getting that when I was cruising on a 10 speed. This a different era, you the past and you the past. Said yourself that I'm a Tesla, no longer need diesel gas. Kinda like the Cavs, ain't really need diesel ads. And even in Miami, won that on the strength of Flash. You had a moment, OG, you the pioneer. But I didn't reach the top at this point and the climb is clear. All my bars is coated in any climate that's near. So if you're looking for the stop to the rain, you can find it here. Feel.
There you go. That was Dame's response.
Shaq's is better. And the reason why, and the only reason I'm saying it's better, no, I'm not talking about musically. I'm just talking about the fact is he's got so much more ammunition going for him. Dame Lillard taking shots at Shaquille O'Neal is hilarious.
Well, he has a bullcrap resume.
Now, what did I do last week as a man on our podcast?
You did a bunch of...
No.
What do you mean as a man?
When it comes to the beef, what did I do, B-Dog? I apologized. Didn't I apologize?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and you said it was all in kind of good
humor. You said it was in good humor.
You guys respected each other.
Respected. It was in good humor, and I may have took his words out of context. Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and I apologize, right? Like a man, right?
Well, you didn't apologize, but you said you explained it.
Yeah, no. I explained it. I said, okay, I did that. I took his word of combat. I'm going to allow you to come back, right?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be over after that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay.
Sort of like Dame, his season's always over by like May 1st.
That's all I wanted to know. That's all. But anyway, I got a spanking today.
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah, my mom
How much did you pay for it?
No, okay.
It was from your mom.
Mama Lucille said leave him alone.
What?
Yeah, she said leave him alone.
Did she really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that's your mom. She's a kind woman.
Of course
she is. But mom, do you understand? You didn't start this.
Exactly.
Well,
she knows.
I think here was round two, like you said, Shaquille, it was over. It was done. Why did we come back? Why did he come back with another track?
Oh, he had another bullet in the chamber. He wanted to release.
No, you know why he came back? Because if you listen to the beginning of the track, he's talking to Skip and Shannon.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, here, let's play a little bit of that. Here's Dames.
We got Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless and all these sports people talk about championships and basketball. This is rap. Y'all out y'all jurisdiction. You can't save them. Dollar. He easy working, he know it, but fans ride you. I know you know Higgins really love you, they a lie too. And it hit different when pressure really apply, fool. Goofy cutting checks and his BM sponsoring side dudes. I can walk away and not lose a second of sleep. Ran up on a whoop cause I got the texture of sheep. Classy with my boy, this shot professor lesson in beef. Paying cash to write his deceased to pay for relief. Use a cloud chaser, even after all the success. Fake love on the camera, he capping all at the desk. Ghost riders on deck, checker bars, no chest. Hailing from the land of the muscle cars. No flex, you not a rapper, you comedy commentary and actor. Feed him with a slingshot, you better call the pastor. David and Goliath, your stature's a non-factor. Friends really love you, they scatter and contact you like Shaq, just let it be, cause no weapons gon' ever prosper. Remember you're a cop with endorsements and you're a doctor. I'ma get the Tommy and do the diesel like Proctor. And your weight rising, you might could sing at the opera. You awkward, I know you got habits to cover bases. Head up in the clouds, but it's rumblings in the basement. Tell the world prepare for a harder fall on the pavement. Then I put you under, today I'm working the grave shift. Raised real solid, I'm dollar, but not for dollar sign. Only Dame you beat was 2000, and that was Stoudemire.
Music
to my ears when a phony or any coward try. Cut out all the lights on this OD, I'm like the power guy. I think your pen kinda sketchy, you should've left me. Sensitive, I almost confused you with Lisa Leslie. How you swing on chucking and try to go be his
best? That was a good one.
Loving my spits full of men, you be looking zesty. What you thought, cause you popular, this shit was sweet. We spot insecurities far away in the east. I don't wanna hear it, don't bargain with me for peace. Cause we gon' shoot it out till you bow or just never speak. I mean it, I'm not the one, I don't care about what you did. What you done lately, don't tell me about what was then. When you was in your prime, getting faded off fifths of hand. I was rocking J's and my pops was in Sadie Benz. So basically all that money not gon' impress me. I've been on the thinnest of ice and turned into Gretzky. Even if you cut me a check, you can never check me. This an epic moment in sports, I need an ESPY. I know you only competing for some attention. You was hot then, but today you honorable mention. All your closest folks need to come with an intervention. The general commercial's a little overextended. Cut it short, man, it's really ain't worth the legacy. Rather get embarrassed instead of live with the jealousy. The game moved on, you was gone, she's no Penelope. You play with GP and B-Shaw, you know the pedigree. A wise man said a clown gon' always perform. Rather stay in character instead of weather the storm. You can call me Damon cause my supremacy's born. Told me sex myself, stay away from the porn. I didn't talk music with Jada, Juvie, and Weezy. Push a T Common and
about
Jesus
be over.
With me
okay,
like Easy.
Hold on.
Podcast and do Special Olympics with Stevie. No wonder you feel away. And I love with G-Eazy. Jamie Foxx, 2 Chainz, I really rock with the dopest. I was in the stew all night with Marsha Ambrosius. You gon' say you always had it rocking like a boulder. The real original was yelling, no limit soldier.
All right, so that was I Rest My Case was the track.
That was pretty good, right, Beto?
No, I thought it was good, right?
It was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. You know what? I'll tell you. It felt a little more mean-spirited than the first one.
That wasn't fun. That's not him having fun. He's a petulant little child.
Sound like he was having fun to me.
No. You know what it is? He's a nobody spitting at the champion.
John, a nobody?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's a nobody.
Well,
John, look,
yes,
you're a big NBA
right.
fan. I Harper, am. Hold on. Harper, you're a huge
okay.
NBA fan.
Hold on. Let's Shaquille okay. go. Hold on.
Beto.
Yo.
We don't celebrate good players. We celebrate greatness.
Absolutely.
Period. Okay.
Right.
And you ain't great until you win.
And he's not.
Guess what? Guess what? I spent 9-10 years saying people telling me to my face, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Wilt Chamberlain to my face. They say you're an okay player, but you ain't won yet. When you win, then I start giving you respect, and that's all I'll be telling people. You're good, but hey, you want to be in the upper echelon? If this was golf, you want to wear the green jacket? Show me. That's it. Because Beto, when we were all growing up as fans, who do we celebrate? The great ones, not the good ones. The great ones.
That's it.
All. Oh
yeah,
my
it
God!
I thought it was done. I just thought it was done. Well, now of course
it should have been done.
Of course we can't. It doesn't get a. You don't get a free pass, Dame. Sorry. This one dropped yesterday. This is Shaq round two knockout. And I have to admit, I think this was a flat-out knockout.
Yeah.
I love the Rocky.
I love the Rocky, too.
Check me out right here, yo.
Not again.
Yo, the sun gon' shine forever on my statues and retired jerseys. I'ma live forever. Better now or never. Kill Damon, my pleasure. We see you lose every year. Nobody do it better. Yeah, right. Weak ass bars, you ain't tight. So when you spit something, make sure you spit it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself, cause you're losing. The Diesel's known for bruising. What is you doing? You know that I'm Hall of Fame above you, Damon. Hug you, Damon. I'ma make you love me, Damon. Talking crazy ain't gon' get you nothing but smoke. Like when we see you in the playoffs every year when you choke. So the only thing left now is kill these cats. Soft ass baller, I'ma kill these cats. Already one, I'm too smart for these cats. Why you spitting metaphors? I'm spitting up fat in the commission. I don't need no permission to hit him. I'ma f*** him up even if my column is with him. See, this little dude can't take defeat. He don't even believe that corny bullshit he speaks. That little Kobe comment you said had me grinning. Three times MVP, damn, at least I'm winning. First of all, little boy, you see, this ain't beef. He's just a talking while I'm getting called a queen. Trying to act like a superstar, porting your logo. Same cadence in your last flow, switch up your vocals. I can tell in your flow that you rattle. How you a battle rapper in your real job, you ain't win no battle. See you rap cause you need a dog, I do it for sport. When you run, I see that tampon string in your shorts. And you shoot too much, dudes on your team hate it. Keep talking, make a phone call, get you traded. You probably chose zero cause you thought it was hot. You ain't hard cause in real life you dress like a fox. First finger that I gave you, son, I meant to help you. I'm so mad, even God or Allah can't help you. Cash rules everything around me. Greed, all them looking ass boy, I'm the Lord of the Rings. Clout chase who? You ain't got what I want. Why would I clout chase and do a camel toe in the front? I'm in your ass now, damn it, ain't gon' ever lay off. Sitting at the desk, watch you die in the playoffs. Things I don't need is attention and money. Tension for what? 10 commercials running, you dummy. Can't wait till you lose this year. Dr. Diesel gon' bring you in for your annual pap smear. Bring that ass over here. You can't walk away clean. You won't walk shoulders down looking lost and defeated. Put some respect on my name. Put some respect on my game. Put some respect on these flames. I'm the big LeBron James. You can never come close to the GOAT. Barely make it every year. Cry, complain about them all-star votes. See you drop that second track in a hurry. How you gonna rest your case when I'm the motherfucking judge and the jury? You said my Shaq shoes are cheap. But why when I walk in these bitches, boy, I can't be beat. See you got the millennial fool. How you rep over nowhere to an Alameda Catholic school? Sitting in a church friendly classroom facility. Right rhyme don't give you ass no street credibility. Okay, I see what you did, yo. Alameda south of Oakland, east of San Francisco. You were so great, they would have tied your jersey at Weaver State. But they didn't cause they know you were fake. The world gonna see you fall. Little kid, I'ma do to you what Rondo did to Chris Paul. I'ma leave your ass dead and stinking. About to put your lower the ESPN on your Bleacher Report ranking. Think I really care if we speak? You just mad cause your whole salary, yo, I'm making a week. You lose a Damon, we can see it so blatant. Dr. O'Neal operating on the patient. You know I got a PhD. That Stanford put his ass down, you nothing but a scrub to me. We can keep this going, keep on flowing. Shaq is worldwide, Dame Dollar don't know him. But you think I wasn't gonna respond? Dropping little grenades, I'm dropping them nuclear bombs. Everybody gonna hear this ether. I don't like your ass, I don't like Charles Barkley ether. Lyrically, I'm 7'5" from the waist up. Tell you one more time, Dame Dollar, shut your face up.
Nobody.
That was out.
Love it.
Now guess what? I'm announcing my retirement right here on my podcast.
Okay, as a rapper?
Yep, never rapping again.
I don't believe
it. Stop. Stop it. Don't
believe that.
Let me finish. I got about 100 unreleased songs that you hear, but I'm never going to rap again. I'm done.
Oh, see, boy. I don't believe
that. I don't believe that
I'm
either.
Done. You know why?
So if somebody else calls you out, you're not going to say anything?
No, I'm done.
All right.
And that was a funny. There was a funny series of exchanges, and I must say, Rob,
I loved Shaq's. I'm sorry, I thought Shaq's.
I thought Shaq's was great too.
I thought Shaq's.
I really did, but I think Dame's very.
And
talented.
And I know everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, you're Homer. No, but you work for Shaq."
Dame's really talented, though.
He's very.
And Shaq
talented.
Laughed too. You can hear Shaq
but
go
in
like,
the,
"Ooh,
in the
ooh,
diss track,
right.
Realm, Shaq's breaks
Shaq
the
won
hammer.
That one.
He
yeah, Shaq won that one.
And he, yeah, that was
and
good.
And it was funny.
It was fun.
Because,
It was a lot of fun.
And it's honestly, it's a war that B-Dog started.
He really did. By
you know,
putting it
like
out there.
A lot of people are like, this right. Shaq-Dame thing, where'd it come from?
Because B-Dog tipped off Shaq.
That he had said on the Joe Budden's podcast that Shaq wasn't a real rapper.
And I would like...
So B-Dog started this whole thing.
And what's really good about it is... it appears like around April 15th, Dame will have plenty of time to start on his new set of diss tracks. Because right now, they're not even in the playoffs.
Oh, God.
They're horrible.
God, maybe come on, Portland.
Maybe a little less time diss tracking and a little more time working on your game.
I'm feeling great, man.
We got the champ in the house tonight.
Yes, we do, man. Unbelievable, man. Titans in here. You know, to go off, dude.
We ready to do this stuff?
Ready to rock, man.
Ready to rock,
camera
champ.
Guys. Ready to roll, Mike. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Listen free to Hot Boxing, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love: Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, well, we will round out our year in review with...
Borderline
it
bitches.
It wouldn't be, right? It wouldn't be a year without this. So some of our favorite borderline moments from the year.
Borderline.
Borderline bitches.
Hey, what is that? What is that?
That's Jada collecting her $5,000 for college.
That was Jada. Yeah. Did it. She did it.
Full on, bitches.
The gorilla news story, we did do that. Where,
okay,
where the white anchor woman said it looks like you to her partner.
Okay, because yeah. I put it on the sheet because I had a bunch of people email it over, and I couldn't remember if we talked about it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a total, I mean, seriously.
There's a lot of stuff we talk about off the show.
Did she get fired?
No. Guess what, though? She had to apologize on the air, and I'll call it out right here. He did her no favors. When she was apologizing on that TV...
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my co-anchor, Jason, but to our entire community.
Oh God.
And when she's doing that, he did her no favors. He sat there like it was an inquisition, like she was out there. Like he could have thrown the olive branch and said, whoa, 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 I thank you for doing that. But I know the kind of person you are. We've worked together forever. Why am I leaving you hung out to dry? And he didn't.
Oh, because she said it?
Yeah. Guess what, Shaq?
She said it.
He didn't say it in a bad way. She didn't say it to be...
Gorilla, you can't say that nice.
Yeah, walk away.
I don't care what you're talking about, John.
She didn't say
you
that.
You almost look like a gorilla. Yeah. Sometimes you look like a gorilla.
All of
I don't know if
terrible.
You look like a gorilla.
Here's the gear.
What the hell are you talking about, John?
I'll play you the clip. Here's the clip.
As you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close-up.
Kind of looks like you. We're going to
take a picture. Hard to hear, but they were showing the picture
John.
Of the baby gorilla.
You got his eyes.
You have his eyes.
Now, John.
We got a gorilla for sale. Miguel, a gorilla for sale.
All right, stop.
She didn't say
stop.
Anything like that.
Stop.
I mean, seriously.
John, stop it.
Stop.
It.
She all didn't right. say anything like that.
John. I know but you're trying to stick up for your people, John, but she messed up.
Oh, man.
He looked at her and he went, she. Yeah. Let's start this week with John Kincaid.
What? Wait a minute.
All right. So this was, you've made Borderline, by the way, like twice this month.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. At least I'm consistent with my performance.
We were closing the show a couple weeks ago, and we got this moment from Kincaid at the end of the show.
Hey, everybody. Make sure you're sticking in and staying in touch with us on the Big Podcast with Jack.
Whoa. What did you just say? Make sure you stick it in.
Stay in touch.
That's what you said. Rewind that right now, Rob.
Hey, B-Dog, how do they get in touch with us on social media?
On Instagram, at the Big Podcast.
Wow.
I stopped the music. I mean, I didn't know what to do.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. Do me a favor. Edit it up and then f***ing punch it 10 times. Stick it in, stick it in, stick it in, stick
it in. Oh, all right. To do that for the start of next week's show.
All I would suggest
if you're not sticking it in, you're not having a great week. I can't help it, B-Dog.
This is from when EJ was talking about what he likes to smash on TNT the other night. And listen to what EJ says, but the best is the looks that Shaquille's giving him throughout this wide-eyed look.
I don't know if I smash anything. You know what I smash?
What's that?
Tricks.
Those cereal?
I once ate an entire box of Tricks after a show.
Oh, my God.
Hey, big fella, like you told him in the hood, that means something else.
Yeah,
I told him. He was like, what are you laughing at? I said, Ernie.
You know what I smash?
What is that, Ernie?
Tricks.
Oh, tricks.
Oh, my God.
Look, I told him, I said, Ernie, there's a lot of white people out there watching the show, but there's also a lot of brothers who take differently. Tricks to us means something different.
Silly rabbit.
Hey, tricks are for kids.
He said that with such confidence, too, boy.
He did, didn't he?
You know what I smash?
No, it's my turn.
Don't do it, Ernie. Cut him off. We have to thank Curtis at our Gmail, who caught this one from our friend Skip Bayless.
Oh, boy.
He is talking to Shannon Sharp about Shannon becoming a front runner. And I think the analogy kind of gets away from him here.
Shannon Sharp,
what
you are riding the wrong horse.
No.
You need to jump off while you have a chance, because you're going to be riding my horse sooner than later.
Whoa.
you jump on the hottest bandwagon, it's going to get hotter and hotter.
Oh. What?
You think he does that on purpose sometimes?
Yes. He has to, right?
You think so, John?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he's real naive to what he's saying.
Oh,
I do.
Play it again.
I don't think he's naive.
Do you think there's a voice in the back of his head halfway through it that goes, bail, bail, bail?
No.
Well, okay.
I certainly don't think he's naive.
Because right. He said it with so much kind. You're going to be riding my horse.
He's like,
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Shannon Sharp.
What?
You are riding the wrong horse.
No.
You need to jump off while you have a chance, because you're going to be riding my horse sooner than later.
Gosh.
No, you jump on the hottest bandwagon and mine's going to get hot. Hotter and hotter.
Oh
my gosh.
Skip,
your horse is very uncomfortable.
But the only reason I say
it
is because he's older, and when he says things, I don't think he realizes what it sounds like.
You think
to
all
other
the
people.
Hair dye's gone to his head?
Maybe.
hold on. Did he say my horse is going to get hotter and hotter?
Yeah.
Did he say my horse is going to get harder and harder?
He didn't say harder and harder.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
one more time for the hell of it.
Shannon Sharp.
What?
You are riding the wrong horse.
No.
You need to jump off while you have a chance, because you're going to be riding my horse sooner than later.
Jeez.
No. You jump on the hottest bandwagon and mine's going to get hotter and hotter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
You sound like you're from Boston. Hotter and hotter.
Hotter and hotter.
That's really
Boston,
creepy.
I'm from Boston.
That's really creepy.
Finally, thanks to Michael on Twitter for this one. It's from a Warriors-Kings game earlier this season. As Steph Curry does that step back and pull up jumper,
yes.
I think it kind of catches the color commentator off guard.
Watch this right here. Graham brings it out. Raise up. Oh, that's exactly what that raise up will do. You hear that? You hear that noise, Graham? Oh, that's what that feels like.
What?
It is tough letting guard a guy like
that. What is that?
That's what that feels like.
All right, here's the whole thing one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Watch this right here. Graham brings it out. Raise up. Oh, that's exactly what that raise up will do. You hear that? You hear that noise, Graham? Oh, yeah. That's what that feels like. Oh. It is tough sledding guarding a guy like that.
Okay, it's tough sledding going with a guy like that. Oh, that's even better, the finale.
That's what that feels like.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it feels like. Oh, my God. Oh.
What's that noise?
Oh, my gosh.
We appreciate Sonny and Curtis at our Gmail for sending our favorite, Skip and Shannon, are just our favorites. This is Kawhi. They're talking about Kawhi after the Eastern Conference Finals, and they chose a weird way to start this topic. I don't know.
Shannon, how impressive was Kawhi last night?
Oh, Skip.
Yeah. Tell me.
This was.
Tell me, lay it on thick.
Hey, come on, Skip.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Come
now,
on, Skip.
If you just put in there the noises they're making and then the thing at the end.
And
you
lay
get,
it on thick?
Oh, Skip.
Lay it on thick.
Play it again. Play it again.
All right, one more time on that.
Oh, Skip.
Lay it on thick.
Lay it on thick.
Send me that, Rob.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
This is a little out of context, but I love it. It's Undisputed Detective Matthew with Skip and Shannon. They're negotiating how they're going to go out of conversation, and it just sounds so borderline.
What should I do? Okay. Should I go slow? Or should I speed it fast?
Or do it reverse.
Don't do that, Skip. Go do that.
Yeah.
Let me get some Skip.
How are you?
Sure. That was a good game, bro.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell?
Number one seed.
I swear to you.
Do it in reverse.
Should we do it in reverse? And then he's like, stop it, Skip.
Hold my butt.
Oh,
hold my Rub. Butt.
Apparently he
Should
wants
I
that.
Do it in reverse?
Rob.
Yeah, buddy.
Do me a favor, DJ Rob.
Here we go.
Play that last clip you just played, and then right after this
go,
play. Play me so horny.
Well, that's a real pull. No pun intended.
I'll give you 2 seconds. I'll get it, damn it. I got it. Don't you pull that off.
You're going to love you a long time.
Get it one more time. Hold on. I got to find the
name. Me so horny.
So, all right, let's see if we can't get this thing. Okay.
So horny.
Hey, man, since you want me to go slow or speed it up.
Do that. Yeah. He said, no, do it in reverse.
Oh, me so horny.
Do it in reverse. All right. Here you go. Ready?
What should I do? Should I go slow? Should I speed it fast?
Or do it in reverse?
Don't do that, Skip. Go do that. Yeah. Let me get some Skip.
How are you?
Sure. That was a good game.
How do we get for $10?
Every team. You are.
Every team.
Give me so horny.
This is the Shannon Sharp Skip Shannon remix.
I love you,
he has a ginormous hair.
I have a feeling this is going to be appearing on next week's show.
Stop trying to snitch it.
Rob, I think this is a deliverable bit for like next week's show or the next week.
What?
You can fit this in?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Put it in GFT. What?
Shaq, give Rob a little time and he's going to have that as a top 10 hit.
I know. Yeah.
Ooh, delicious! Ooh, delicious! I'm a jersey. Delicious! Delicious!
Rob, send me that today with every Skip and Shannon Skip you got. I'm bumping that all day.
Oh, man. And be sure to give us feedback on what you thought of some of those great borderline moments, because when Rob makes up the bracket, for the borderline brackets.
It's coming.
Your feedback is always taken into consideration.
Well, I think we're going to start to hit February, and that bracket's going to show up soon. So
the big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Yeah, at Shaqcast on Twitter as well.
Make sure you respond with some of your favorites there, because Rob's going to...
See if they make the bracket.
Look, Rob's the commissioner. We don't have a committee.
Oh, no.
Rob goes through all this stuff. We got
headphones and a laptop. That's
right,
what we got.
So Rob goes through and he figures this thing out, and then it works together.
But that bracket will come. Well, that was a fun year in review. I had a lot of fun there.
That was a lot of fun stuff
to look back this year. We had a lot of fun.
This is a fun project. And we have a great group of listeners.
And to go back to the beginning, I'm beyond thrilled that we're going into our fifth year now of doing the show together, because I think a lot of people early on just said this is something Shaq's going to want to do for a long time. And he finds, even though we have weeks where maybe we miss or Shaq's too busy, I will say that having the opportunity to do a podcast with arguably the most famous person on the planet, one of the most famous people on the planet, he still finds time to spend an hour a week talking about dumb stuff and playing games and playing Borderlines and cracking jokes when he does not have to do that.
This project and of the whole thing has really, it's changed all of our lives. Because this is really odd. I mean, it's crazy.
I won an Emmy.
It's fun.
How does that ever happen if I don't know Shaq?
I don't know.
Without
his coattails, I don't know how you
ever
would
have won
an
Emmy. I don't know how I would succeed.
I just wish that I could, jealous bastard that I am.
We ride!
Absolutely. Have a great, safe 2019.
Happy New Year.
New Year into 2020. And we look forward to having you join us in 2020. More fun stuff to come, some exciting trips, some exciting events that we're going to hopefully be able to.
There's some rumors of an LA live show floating around.
I've been begging for that for a while.
Some rumors about another trip to the Tonight Show floating around.
I'm really begging.
Probably a lot of fun coming.
I can't beg anymore. I mean, how much begging can I do? Rob, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to everybody from the family here at the Shaq Podcast.
Up in the morning, life is real. 'Cause we got to pay these bills from the top to bottom. Everybody got them, don't make it a problem.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.